Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Today's episode of the Believe in Nationals podcast is brought to you by Manscaped. It doesn't matter if you're shaving your upper deck or lower deck, Manscaped has got what you need. And when you use my special promo code BELIEVE20 at manscaped.com, you can take 20% off plus free shipping. That's 20% off plus free shipping when you use the promo code BLEAV20 at manscaped.com. There's the possibility that Ted Leonsis might make another offer for the Washington Nationals. Is that a good idea? And how do the Nats improve over a rough game played against the Red Sox? I'll discuss next on this edition of the Believe in Nationals podcast. Hello and welcome in to this edition of the Believe in Nationals podcast, part of the Believe Podcast Network. I'm so glad you decided to join me today. As always, this podcast is free and available on all the major platforms. My name is Dan Holme. You can find me on Twitter. It's at DanCaps218. You can find the show on Twitter. It's at TalkNats. So news breaking today around the Nationals. This was on 106.7 The Fan, talking about the potential that Ted Leonsis might make another swing, if you will, for buying the Nats. Is that a good idea? So this was spoke of on Junks Radio this morning. Ted Leonsis on potentially making another offer for the Nationals. I think it makes sense for us. We need year-round programming. We need the scale to compete. Is that a good idea? Do we want someone buying the team just so they have enough quote-unquote content for their channel, their network? Listen, I know that Ted Leonsis has deep pockets. I've seen what he's done with the Wizards. I've seen what he's done with the Capitals, of course. But is he the right guy for the job? And, I mean, is it even possible? We heard from the Lerners that they're not interested in selling the team. Now, we've heard that before. Sometimes it's like, we're not interested. But if we were interested, how much would you pay us? Listen, if it meant that Ted Leonsis was going to invest more money in the team, I am all about it. And other big news here surrounding the Nationals is one of the things that we knew for the longest time was that the Nationals did not have some of the greatest prospects in baseball. That was, however, before the Nationals traded Max Scherzer and Trey Turner and Juan Soto and Josh Bell out to the Padres. Now they are sitting in a pretty good position. The Nats are the only team in Major League Baseball with two players in the top 10. That includes James Wood and Dylan Cruz. So it's interesting, sometimes those moves that are made that are tough sometimes, like, oh, we don't want Max Scherzer traded, we don't want Juan Soto. Potentially, we might have bigger and better building blocks for the future. Now, one of the things that I've noticed watching at games this season is that umpiring, the officiating is at an all-time low. Balls and strikes way off. I've often said, why isn't this up to AI or, you know, cameras or whatever the case might be? It just seems that the human eye is getting worse and worse. Is that really the case? or are catchers just doing a better job framing pitches? I think that the truth lies somewhere in the middle, but there is good news. This first reported by Kyle Glasser on Twitter. Major League Baseball just announced the partner Pioneer League will use the automated ball strike system, aka RoboUmps, to call balls and strikes this season. Quite a big move for Major League Baseball. Maybe they are seeing what the rest of us are seeing, that, you know, there's just too many blown calls. It's ridiculous. And some of the worst I've seen ever. It's interesting that, you know, baseball hasn't changed that much, but umpiring seems to have gotten worse and worse. It's the latest testing in the Partner League's former independent league for rules change that could potentially come to Major League Baseball. So some exciting news, all things considered. I think that at least balls and strikes could be called by this RoboUmp system. I think that once it starts, you know, you start making calls on the field about stolen bases or, you know, if something's fair or foul, that's a little bit more murky. But as far as balls and strikes, I think that if this works in the Pioneer League, I think that they should fast track that. All right, let's talk about the Nats' last game against the Red Sox in a tough game, all things considered. We saw the team's struggles on the field and at bat, and how Robles, in particular, Victor Robles, struggled in the field. He struggled on the base path. What is next? Over the weekend, the Washington Nationals played poorly in both their Saturday and Sunday games, resulting in two consecutive losses. On both days, the team made defensive errors, missed routine plays, and showed horrific base running. While Victor Robles was the star of Friday's game, cutting down a runner at the plate, he made a mind-blowing mistake on both Saturday and Sunday. On Saturday, he took too large of a lead and was picked off, adding to his 14 career pickoffs. On Sunday, he dropped a routine fly ball, which opened up the scoring and eventually led to the front of all three runs for the Red Sox in that meltdown second inning. Then, with the bases loaded and one out, Robles ran with his head down and headed to third base, where Riley Adams was standing for another Robles. It's interesting how this all happens. It's considered a toot blan, which is known for thrown out on bases like a nincompoop mistake. This piece was in Talk Nats. Beyond Robles' mistakes, there was also a pickoff of Nick Senzel to lead off the seventh inning. However, it could have been avoided if the Nats had used the speedsters on their bench, Nazem Nunez and Jacob Young. To pinch run for Senzel, pinch running could have given the Nationals a better chance to score with the leadoff runner on base, especially since they needed to score in the seventh inning, with the ninth inning being Kenley Jansen's time. Well, some thought, you know, it would have been better to go with a bench player and should be saved for extra innings. It's important to shoot your bullets for sure late in the game. After all, they are there to be used. Now, talking about Victor Robles, I mean, this is a guy that has had a bumpy ride with the Nationals. We all know that. Robles has a history of mistakes, and many times his gaffes don't show up as errors. He has made three huge mistakes in two consecutive losses, which surely contributed to the losses. While some might argue that he wasn't responsible for the losses alone, he certainly played a part in them, just as he played a role in the team's win on Friday. So as they say, if you're taking the applause, you've got to take the arrows, and vice versa. You know, you take a look at Robles, there are better options in the wings for the Nationals. He really needs to up his game. The Nats have lost 6 of 10 games in one-run affairs, which is not a good sign for potential playoff teams. Great teams find ways to overcome mistakes, while mediocre teams usually aren't capable of finding ways to overcome them. Baseball is a tough game, and good teams put pressure on opponents to make mistakes. The Nats need to be better than this. It's worth noting that GM Mike Rizzo knew that Robles is a flawed player and yet gave him a new contract and a raise of $2.65 million. Instead of spending that money elsewhere, the team had Jacob Young, who plays smart baseball, and three top prospect outfielders, all capable of playing center field. I know we want to be you know, patient on James Wood and Dylan Cruz, but surely they can do a better job than what we have seen from Victor Robles. That is my thought. All right, so coming up here straight ahead, we will talk about CJ Abrams and what is the long-term plans for him on the Nats. I'll discuss straight ahead. Call them what you want, knee knockers, golden nuggets, thigh slappers, but our friends at Manscaped refer to them as the boys. Not every man has children, but every man is responsible for their two boys below the waist. When your little guys have more hair than they need, trust Manscaped for all your grooming dreams. Boys need love too, so join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com and using promo code BELIEVE20 for 20% off plus free shipping. You heard it here. The boys are back in town. Take care of your grooming needs with Manscaped. Their trimmers are equipped with skin-safe technology and unique features. Start with the 3.0 for basic trimming and progress to the 4 and 5.0 for a more advanced grooming experience. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the promo code BELIEVE20 at manscaped.com. That's promo code BLEAV20 at manscaped.com. All right, welcome back into this edition of the Believe in Nationals podcast, part of the Believe Podcast Network. I'm so glad you decided to join me here today. So in this next segment here, we're going to talk about CJ Abrams and what is the future of him on this team. According to a report by the Washington Post, CJ Abrams, the San Diego Padres shortstop, former San Diego Padres shortstop, and the Washington Nationals engaged in a substantive discussion about a possible contract extension earlier this year. It remains unclear how close the two sides may have come towards a long-term agreement or whether a deal could still be reached during the ongoing season. We know how the Nationals ended up getting CJ Abrams from the Padres at one point. We know what he has meant to this team. Why don't we get it done and give him a long-term deal? While most players prefer to avoid negotiations after opening day, it is possible that Abrams may be open to the idea of securing his first significant multi-year windfall as a professional athlete. If Abrams and his representatives at Roc Nation Sports were to wait and negotiate an extension after the established more of a better career, you know, that's what it's all about, getting your feet wet in Major League Baseball. MLB track record, it might have been financially beneficial given his red-hot start to the 2024 season. I don't want this to be another situation where we let another guy get away, that we develop him, can't afford to keep him, and they're on to the next one, or Mike Rizzo waits too long. Abrams has been predicted to become a star since the Padres drafted him sixth overall in 2019, which is why the Nats insisted on his inclusion in the trade package for Juan Soto during the 2022 trade deadline. Although he hit a modest 246, 293, 383 over his first 916 MLB plate appearances, in 22-23 he also hit 18 home runs last season and stole 47 bases in 51 attempts. The Nats' history of extending cornerstone players is mixed. While some notable players like Steven Strasburg, Ryan Zimmerman, and K-Bert Ruiz have been locked up, others like Bryce Harper, Trey Turner, Ian Desmond, and Anthony Rendon were either traded or allowed to leave via free agency. The most recent extension of Ruiz's contract is the most indicative of how ownership and the management might operate in the future as the Nats continue to invest in certain players. Again, did the Nationals give Ruiz too long of a deal? I think that remains to be seen. While there is no immediate need for either Abrams or the Nationals to rush into a deal, signing the shortstop to an extension would provide the Nats with a greater cost certainty over the young star rather than watching his price tag continue to rise in his arbitration years. Meanwhile, qualifying for Super 2 status and an additional year of ARB eligibility should enable Abrams to earn a significant first-time figure for his initial trip through the arbitration process, which should increase earnings in subsequent years if he continues to produce. So my thoughts on it are, we don't want to wait too long. We don't want to, you know, have his value go up too high in another teams scoop him up and poach him from this team. All things considered, I think Abrams has a good trajectory if he continues on that path. I think that they should lock him up for a modest long-term deal. I know the norm nowadays is to lock him up for 5 to 7 years. I don't know if I will go that long, but you know, if it meant signing him to, you know, a 3 to 5 year deal, I guess I'm not against it. That is the cost of locking up a future star and current star. All right, I want to thank you for joining me on this edition of the Believe in Nationals podcast, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and I'll talk to you again next time.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.